Lewis, have you read about the upcoming inheritance tax referendum in Switzerland?
Yeah, I saw some headlines. It's about a 50% tax on inheritances over 50 million Swiss francs, right?
Exactly, and it's creating quite a stir. Lawyers and bankers are warning it could lead to a UK-style exodus of the wealthy.
Oh, really? That's interesting. I thought the UK's approach was already causing problems for them.
It is. The UK made global assets of non-residents liable to inheritance tax, which led to a rush for the exit. Now they're considering reversing that decision.
So Switzerland's proposal might actually make it more attractive for people leaving the UK.
That's what some experts are saying, but it's too late, apparently. Jurisdictions like Dubai and Italy are already drawing more attention.
I see. So Switzerland might miss out on potential clients because the damage has already been done.
Exactly. One lawyer said the timing was terrible. More people are choosing Italy, Greece, the UAE, and other places instead.
Wow. And this tax was proposed by the far-left Young Socialists Party to tackle the climate crisis.
Yes, they needed 100,000 signatures to get it on the ballot, which they achieved. Now the whole country has to vote on it.
That creates a lot of uncertainty for businesses, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Frédéric Rochat from Lombard Odier called it unnecessary uncertainty, and Peter Spuhler, one of Switzerland's richest people, called it a disaster.
What's the financial impact they're talking about?
Spuhler said his heirs could have to hand over as much as 2 billion Swiss francs. That's a huge amount.
Right. And the new tax would put Switzerland above other jurisdictions like Italy, which has a much lower rate.
Yes, and Dubai and Hong Kong have no inheritance or gift tax at all.
So this could really hurt Switzerland's reputation as a stable business location.
Economisuisse, the business lobby group, said exactly that. They think it endangers Switzerland's position.
And are people already starting to leave?
Some are. Lombard Odier reported that Swiss families are relocating ahead of the vote. Overseas clients are also avoiding Switzerland because of the uncertainty.
But wait, aren't there still big inflows into Switzerland?
Yes, because it's still seen as a safe haven during volatile times. A private bank exec said they're seeing pretty big inflows from everywhere right now.
So it's a bit of a mixed picture. On one hand, uncertainty is causing people to leave. On the other, global instability is drawing others in.
That's right, it's an interesting situation. The outcome of the vote could have major implications for Switzerland's economy and reputation.